Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you, live your life in the reality of His power, and be all His Word says you can be.
We declare that we are yours, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. If you look down from heaven and you're looking for someone in a generation, you're looking for someone to send, you are looking for someone to use, Father, we reiterate tonight that you would find us waiting. You will find us like that cult, tied for your use. You will find us surrendered. You will find us yielded to you. We will do your will, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how painful it is. We will do your will. We will do what you want. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, because we said a big amen. Would you jam those hands together? Celebrate Jesus. Come on. Celebrate Jesus. He's worthy. Amen. And please do have your seats in God's presence. Man of God, I want to celebrate you. Thank you, sir. It's such an honor. You know, like I said in the beginning, this is about Jesus. It's not about a favorite song. You know, we have people who are in love with a song more than they are in love with God. And we must not make the song the object of our worship. We must know how to take God as the object of our worship. So long that even if there's no song, your heart pants after God. Your heart pants after Him. If you wouldn't mind, would you jam this and celebrate with me again, Minister Moses Akko, for such a time? Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you. Tell them, say, neighbor, are you ready for the word? Because I bring out your Bibles. Let me see your Bibles. If you came for Bible study, let me see your Bibles. If it's on your phone, it's on your phone, I mean. You need the Bible you can write in. You see that? You need the Bible you can paint. If you don't have a Bible you can paint, put it in a glass case, put it in your shelf, and go get yourself a Bible you can paint, a Bible you can write in. You need the Bibles you can write in. God writes. And I'm not against your phone. You know, I love the phone. I love the ease, sword you can put on your phone, the Bible apps. It gives you a larger scope. Bring it down, David. It gives you a larger scope. But you need to have something like this, something you can write in, so that as the Lord reveals stuff to you, it's easier. Except you find it easier to type. Some people find it easier to type than to write, although. So I don't want to be myopic tonight. I'm going to share God's word briefly with us tonight, and I titled it The Secret Place. Someone say The Secret Place. Say again, say The Secret Place. Open your Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. This is the first day of our word and worship. Hallelujah. And we're so honored by God to have His presence in our midst tonight. Do I have a Bible reader in church tonight? Who's going to read for me tonight? The person who wants to read is not sure. The mic is not working.
When thou prayest, enter into.
How many translations of the Bible do you have? Do you have NLT? Do you have Amplified? Okay. All right. So read King James.
But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet.
Yes.
And when thou hast shut thy door, pray
yes.
to thy father, which is in secret.
Yes.
And thy father which seeth in secret shall
yes.
reward thee openly.
Please follow me closely tonight. Follow me very closely tonight. I'm going to share with you what makes men strong. And I'm happy that I'm sharing this with you now. Now, at this time of your life. It says, but you, when you pray, it says, shut your door. When you pray, shut your door, he says. He says, for your Father, which is in secret. So for the first time, Jesus Christ reveals that God is in the secret place. God is not in the public place. He reveals, he says, your Father. Is that what he says? Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. What did he say? He said, for your Father, which is what?
Is in secret.
Your Father, media, please, this TV is not working. Your Father, which is in the secret. If you want to know where the Father is, you must be ready to go into the secret place. You remember we read in Exodus chapter 20, Exodus chapter 20, verse 21, where we read on Sunday, Exodus chapter 20, verse 21, the Bible says the people ran off and stayed afar off. But what happened to Moses? Exodus chapter 20, verse 21, what does it say?
And the people stood afar off.
The people stood afar off.
Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God
was. The Bible says that Moses drew near into where? Can I have you listen to me, church, today? To where? The Bible says Moses entered the thick darkness where God was. What is God looking for in the darkness? If God is light, and the Bible says God is light, in him there's no darkness at all. The Bible says in 1 Timothy that he dwells in inapproachable light. Yet, Exodus says God was in thick, not just darkness, thick darkness. It shows that where you would find God is not where people are much. It is not plenty. It's not somewhere open to everybody. I'll show you another scripture, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 12. 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 12. Please write the scriptures down so you can study later. 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 12. Psalms chapter 18 verse 11. 1 Kings 8 verse 12. What does it say? Help me.
Then spake Solomon.
Then spake Solomon.
The Lord said that he would dwell in the thick
God
darkness.
God said he would dwell in the thick darkness. God said, I. If you want to find God, then you must be ready to go into the thick darkness. Psalms 18 verse 11. So that was what Solomon said. Let's look at what David said about God. Psalms 18, verse 11. Quickly, media.
He made darkness his secret place.
The Bible says he had made darkness. Are you following me tonight? Am I confusing you? The Bible says God has made darkness his secret place. What does it say next?
His pavilion round about him.
The pavilion round about him.
Where dark waters and thick clouds of the sky.
Dark waters. Darkness. The Father dwells in the secret. The Father lives in the secret. God walks in the dark. God does not walk in the light. God displays in the light what he has made in the dark. Everybody God ever makes, God makes in the dark. God has never made a man in the open. When he wanted to make Eve, he put Adam to sleep. God has never made any man in the public glare or in the sight of another person. If God is going to make me, then I must be ready to be in the secret place. Contrary to the human needs to be seen, God is a hider. God is a hider. He does his real work in the secret. If you are obsessed or addicted to the public, or you are obsessed or you are addicted to the love to be seen of men, then you can never be made by God. If you don't know how to stay away from the glare of people, if every time you must be in the open, people must see you, then you are not ready to be made by God. In Proverbs chapter 25 verse 2, the Bible says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter. Proverbs chapter 25 verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. Therefore, anyone that will matter must be ready to be concealed. Anyone that would matter in destiny must be ready to be concealed. A generation that is driven by gram weighs zero in gram. Anyone that is driven by reputation will have no weight in the spirit. God is a hider.
everything God does, he hides it. He hid Jesus in the womb of a young girl. He never does his work in the open. Open to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40. What does it say?
And he took his staff in his hand.
That's talking about David.
And chose his five stones out of the
Bible says that Moses chose five smooth stones from the water. Yes.
And put them in the shepherd's bag.
The Bible says he hid them in his shepherd's bag. David chose the stones and kept them in his bag. You see that? The fact that you are chosen doesn't mean you will not be hidden. You see, because a lot of people are too obsessed with being exposed, that they know indeed that God has chosen them, but you are chosen to be hidden. Let me show you what happens. Isaiah 49. You are chosen to be hidden. We are coming back to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 40, but open to Isaiah chapter 49, verse 2. What does it say? Isaiah 49, verse 2.
And he had made my mouth like a
the
sharp
Bible
sword.
The Bible says he made my mouth like a sharp sword.
In the shadow of his hand.
You see, God makes my mouth like a sharp sword. And the first thing you are thinking about is that you're going to stand behind an altar or stand beside the pulpit. At least after all, your mouth has been made like a sharp sword. And the next thing is to say, I'm opening my own ministry, or I'm going to start preaching the gospel or doing something. But the Bible says that he does what after sharpening you?
And he made me
the Bible
upon
says
sharp.
He hid you in the shadow of his hands. Then what did he do next?
And he made me a polished shaft.
He made me a polish. So he picks you up, polishes you, and you think the next thing is to expose you. But what does he do next?
His quiver had hid me.
He hides me in his quiver. You see, God does not expose his weapon until he has gotten close to the enemy. So David took his five stones and kept it in his bag. The Bible says he drew near unto Goliath. Can you wait till God has drawn near unto the enemy? He hid Moses in the house of Pharaoh. God is a hider. God is a hider. If you look at verse 3, what does verse 3 say? Give me NIV for verse 3. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 3. Give me NIV. What does NIV say?
He said to me, you are my servant Israel.
You are my servant Israel.
In whom I will display my splendor.
He says, in you I will display. Somebody say display. So he hides me to display me. There will be a hiding season for your life. If you're not ready to be hidden, then you're not ready to be displayed. A lot of us are not ready to be hidden. You see, we are so eager to be seen. We have a generation that is so eager to be seen. We have a people that have no weight at all in the spirit and are so eager to come out. And because we come out too quickly, the enemy is able to shave us off. Everyone that became something in the hands of God, we are men of the secret place. There were men that knew how to cut out time to be alone with God. There were men that knew how to understand how it is to stay away from people. Oftentimes, you will learn that it's in that secret place that God makes his man. Do you have a secret place? Do you have a secret place with God? Genesis chapter 32, we're talking about Jacob. Genesis chapter 32, we're going to read verse 9. We're going to read verse 12. Hi, ready, peace. Genesis 32.
And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham.
O God of my father
and
Abraham.
And God of my father Isaac.
And God of my father
the
Isaac.
The Lord which said unto me.
The Lord will said unto me.
Return unto thy country.
Return unto thy country.
And to thy kindred.
And to thy kindred.
And I will deal with well with thee.
The Bible says he began to refer to the God of his father. You see, intimacy is a currency in the spirit. You can buy with it. You see that? You can buy with intimacy. I can transact in the spirit with intimacy. The good thing about intimacy is that I can transact not just for myself, I can transact for my friend. My friend can leverage on my intimacy with God to make demand in the spirit. Let me give an example. When Lazarus died, the Bible says Jesus waited for 4 days before he came. Now, a chapter before that, the Bible spoke about how Mary and Martha were in the same house with Jesus. Martha was busy with serving, and there's nothing wrong with serving God, but there's everything wrong with serving when you should be listening. The Bible says, but Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and heard him speak. Then Martha came and said, Master, tell my sister to come and join me in the kitchen. After all, it is you we are cooking for. And Jesus says, look, there's only one thing needful, Martha. See, Mary has found it, and no one can take it from her. We will know why no one can take it from her very soon. We will know why. Because nothing really showed in the scriptures the difference between the life of Mary and Martha. If you look at it, is there any difference between Mary and Martha? Nothing. But we soon found out when Lazarus died. In John 11, when Lazarus died, the Bible says Jesus waited for 4 more days. And on the day that he came, Martha heard that Jesus had come. The Bible says he ran off to meet him on the junction to their house and said, Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. That was what she said. Same words. Master, if you have been here, my brother would not have, died. Jesus Christ says, look, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me will not die. And even if he dies, will rise again. And while he was preaching the gospel to Martha, Martha walked away. Then Mary heard that Jesus had come, went to meet Jesus, same place, same words. Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. The Bible says Jesus Christ started weeping. Same words, same place. One provoked preaching, one provoked compassion. What triggered the power of delivery of that miracle was the strength of Mary's intimacy with Jesus. When he saw Mary, he said, take me to where you have laid him. John chapter 12, Lazarus was in the house. Again, what was happening? Martha was serving. The Bible says Mary took an alabaster box of oil and broke it. So we saw how Mary is able to make demand on Jesus on the strength of intimacy. Follow me closely. It says, my father Abraham, my father Isaac. Give me verse 12. Genesis chapter 32, verse 12. What does it say?
And thou said, I will surely do thee good. And make thy seed as the sea.
And make your seed as the sand of the sea.
Which cannot be numbered for multitude.
So you see, Jacob was coming back in this story and he had met with Esau. Esau was threatening to kill him. All these things that he was saying were the things that God told him when he was in Laban's house. That's why I say prophecies are not an end in themselves. Prophecy are weapons to fight with. So he has gone to the junction in his life. Hey, God, you said to me. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. Do you have a God you said in your life in the day of confrontation? God, you said this. God, you said that. Why am I barren? God, you said. And he kept saying that. You said, you said, you said, you said. What you said was not enough. In verse 24, help me. What does it say? Verse 24, Genesis 32.
And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled.
The Bible says he wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. He wrestled and fought until the breaking of the day. He was left alone. A time will come in your life, you would find strength in the place of being alone with God. See, a lot of people can't be alone with God. A lot of people can't pray if people are not there. But trust me, a time will come in your life. I've been there. I will still be there. That you will learn to be alone. The Bible says Jacob was alone. When it comes to destiny, you must learn how to push alone. You know, you can have midwives, but nobody can give birth to your children for you. Follow me. You can have midwives, you can have matrons, but when it comes to pushing out that baby, that destiny that God has put in your belly, when it comes to that time, you must learn to push it out alone. When they say push, it becomes a personal responsibility to push, unlike a generation that is now delegating delivery. You know, we have people that are delegating to surrogate mothers now. You know that? Have you heard about that before? That people don't want to give birth to children, not because they don't have, not because they have medical reasons, man of God, but because they don't want their body to change. You see that? People don't want their bodies to change, so they delegate delivery. You know, I have a very big problem with that, and I'm careful to say, but I have a very big, I ask you, you don't have a medical problem. Doctors didn't say you can't give birth. You say you don't want your baby, you don't want your body to change. And that's why you are not going to give birth to your own baby. So superficial vanity in the generation. If your body will not change, what about your time? Will your time change? You that can't have the effort, you don't have the time to give your body to deliver a child. Is it you that will have one time in your life to train that child for 21 years? Do you know that parenting is a full-time job now? Satan is on full-time job injecting children with terrible things. And you cannot have time. Some say, you know, it's the man that causes it because your body changed. If your husband complains that your body has changed because you gave out to a child from, he's a very foolish husband. You should regret that you married that person. Let alone allow him to impregnate you. It's a very foolish husband. If anyone puts you under an impression that he might leave you because your body changed because you gave birth to a child, he's a very useless husband. You should be very, very regretful. You should wonder, God, how did I marry this man? Destiny will never leave you the same way. You can't give birth to destiny and remain the same. Nobody can give birth to destiny. Destiny will change you. Pastoring changed me. Do I have the same time I used to have? No. You can't want to make impact in life and not change. Your body will not change. For how? When Jesus Christ hung on that cross, did his body change? When he came down, when he rose from the dead, is his body still not with scars? Today, if you see Jesus, you are complete of stretch marks. He had spear marks. He rose up with those scars. He said to Thomas, touch me. Put your hands. Today, he has holes. You say your nose got big. He has holes in his palm. The holes are there. That's the scar of delivery. He gave birth to us on the cross. He still bears the scars of motherhood. Destiny will never leave you the same. Never. Never. You have to push alone, he says. Verse 27. Genesis 32, verse 27. What does it say?
And he said unto him,
he said to the man,
what is thy name?
What is your name?
And he said, Jacob.
Jacob.
And he said,
yes.
Thy name shall be called no more Jacob.
Your name shall be called no more Jacob.
But Israel.
But Israel.
For as a prince.
For as a prince.
Has thou power with God.
The Bible says he has power with God. And then what?
And with men.
So he has power with God first, then power with men. A lot of people want to have power with men without power with God. And so you have to bring gimmicks and schemes because you don't have power. The Bible says in Psalm 110 verse 3, it's on the day of your power that people will be willing. Because there's no power with God, they will introduce all kinds of strategies and schemes and systems because there's no power with God. It says you have prevailed in the place of prayer. Hello? Destiny will change you. When Jacob came out of that encounter, the Bible says he was limping. He was limping. If you're ready for destiny, it will change you. It will change you. It will change you. You want to maintain your freshness? It will change you. It will change you. I fasted for about 5 days. One of those days when I used to fast. I went to a secluded place and I was fasting. Didn't eat anything. Praying. On the fifth day, I came out. As I was walking, you know, I saw a mirror, just like a car. And I saw myself. I said, ah! I said, God, I don't like what I see. I look pale. The Bible says, the outer man perisheth, the inner man renewed. So if I'm going to do a photo shoot for my birthday, December 15th, that's my birthday. I don't do photo shoots in November. I'll be very ugly. Because I'm preparing for Wind of the Spirit. I don't do photo shoots. I would have done photo shoots in August, October. I will keep the photo. Because I am of no sight to behold in December. I'm not looking like it. You don't see people carry about their mascara on the delivery room. There's nobody say, sharing my wig. Is he okay? Have you seen a woman in labor before? Have you seen a man in labor before? Have you seen a woman in labor before? In the secret, he said, you have prevailed. You have power with God. And you have power with men. Why? You gave birth to it in the place of the secret. God is calling us a generation out from the public into the secret. We have a generation that even if they want to pray, somebody must be there to video them. Somebody must be there looking at them and video. For what? The Bible says you have your reward already. He said, be not like the Pharisees who love to stand praying in the public streets. And there are people feeding you as you are praying. And you have told them, check me. We went for one meeting one day. My wife and I, Doreen was there. A lady was there worshiping in the meeting like this. And as she was worshiping, she tapped Doreen and gave her phone and said, be videoing me. And she just, shut. Is it clear? What? That's no worship. Secret. It calls them, God does not do his work in the public. If you are not much with God in the secret, you will not be much for him in the open. To be much for God is to be much with him. It says Moses went into the thick darkness where God is. We envy men who have power with God. You must understand where the power comes from. Men like Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 17. I'm running up because of my time. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1 to 3, what does it say?
And Elijah the Tishbite.
Elijah the Tishbite.
Who was of the inhabitants of
Elijah was one of the men that didn't come with any introduction. You know, they will say this person is the son of this person, the son of that person, the son of this person. They say his name is Elijah the Tishbite. You see, that gives me joy. Because sometimes this genealogy makes you feel like you have to belong somewhere or belong to a particular clique to be used of God. Elijah had no clique. It was Elijah the Tishbite. Elijah. So it's Elijah the Tishbite. You see, because if you speak about Jesus, then you can trace Jesus Christ to David. You can say maybe he's the son of David. You can trace this person to Abraham. But Elijah had no genealogy, no trace. It was just Elijah the Tishbite. The Bible says, we all, for there's no respect of God with persons. In every nation, he that fears him and walks righteously is accepted with him. For there's no respect of persons with God. If today I'm able to spend time before God in the secret place, it will cause me to be delivered of a miracle like anyone else would have had. Because I spent time with him. That's the requirement. That's the requirement. What did Elijah do? Help me.
He said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel,
as the Lord God of Israel lives,
before whom I stand,
before whom I'm standing,
there shall not be dew nor rain. But
according to my word.
And the word of the Lord came unto him.
And he said, listen. Elijah came, stood before the king. He says, before the Lord God, whom I what? I stand. Elijah was a man of God's presence. He didn't say before the Lord of God, whom we stand. It was a man who stood alone before God and came and confronted the king. What was being bowed? Said there will not be rain or dew. And locked the heaven and put the keys in his pocket. That was Elijah the Tishbite. Nameless. See, tomorrow we don't know Elijah's father's name. It was just Elijah. No one that was able to bite the king. Tishbite. Give me verse 2. What does it say?
And the word of the Lord came unto him.
Saying, a word of the Lord came unto Elijah saying,
Get thee hence.
And turn thee eastward.
And hide yourself.
Listen. Hide yourself, he says. Hide yourself by the brook of Cherith. You have just performed a miracle. Yet, you go and hide yourself again. The secret of continuous power is continually staying in the secret place. I thought that Elijah would have said yes after I locked the heavens. He'll be walking through the streets of Samaria. Come and see the man who locked the heavens. Please, he would have employed somebody that will be videoing him as he's going. Yes. We are the ones that lock the heavens. We are there. Do you have any heavens to lock? Lock 3 heavens. Lock 4 heavens. We are here. In 2 minutes, we can lock your heavens. Follow us. We have 10,000 followers now. Locking of heavens ministries. I thought Elijah would have been walking around like that. The Bible says, go hide. You have just performed a miracle. Yet, go and hide. You have just done something big before God and before man. That's not the time to publish yourself. It's the time to get into hiding again. Jesus did that. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Tell me your life. Can you hear me? All right.
Jesus did the same thing. In Matthew chapter 14, help me. 14 verse 21. Do you have it, please? Matthew 14 verse 21. Please, let on again quickly. Matthew 14 verse 21. What does it say? They that are eating with 5,000 people, aside women and children, and straight away, the moment he had performed the miracle, that was not the time for advertisement. The Bible says straight away he constrained his disciples to do what?
Get into a ship.
Yes.
And to go before him.
Yes.
Onto the other side.
Yes.
Why did he send the multitudes?
He sent the multitudes away. And when he had done that,
he went up into the mountain
to do what?
To pray.
To pray. He had just performed the miracle. He sent away the multitude. He had just done something for God. He sent away the multitude. Jesus is the man of the secret place. The Bible says he sent away the multitudes to pray. He did. Give me Mark chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. Mark chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. Quickly. Mark chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. Mark chapter 1, 10 to 12.
And straight away,
when he came out of the water, he saw the heavens opening. Look at that. Look at that. Jesus was being baptized and he came out of the water. The Bible says heaven opened before everyone. The Holy Ghost came down like a dove. Yes? And a voice came. Thou art my beloved son. A voice came from heaven. Hopefully, thou art my beloved son. In whom I'm well pleased. Yes, what happened next? Immediately, the Spirit drove him to the wilderness. Immediately, the heavens opened. God spoke. Public validation. But you don't get it by validation. You get it by separation. You can snap it, Bishop Oedipo, for all you care. You can snap with any man of God. Snap with Apostle Selman. They are my friends. You will not get anything by validation. You will not get anything. Snap with Pastor Adeboye. Selfie. Snap. Let everybody know you. You will get nothing by validation. Jesus will not get anything by validation. The Holy Ghost drove him. So I said, drove.
Drove.
What's the meaning of drove? Tipati kuku. Afila. Before you start dancing, can't you hear? A voice came from heaven. And so what? Who got it by voice? The Holy Ghost drove him to the wilderness. Go to the secret place. The things of the Spirit are not delivered by validation. A generation driven by validation will be empty. Bible says those that follow after vain persons will end up their life empty. See, every person have to stop with them. Post on your status. I am him. You know, that thing happens all the time. Okay, mic is working. That thing happens all the time. Somebody comes. Says, oh, man of God, I want to snap with you. And then next thing, you're posting it everywhere, they'll snap with you. What does that do? What does that change? I've been seeing Bishop Yabi. Never snap with him once. Never snap with him once. I never asked him, sir, because I know I came. The moment some people come and say they want to snap, you already know that's what they came for. He already knows. They want to snap. You don't get anything by validation. You get it by separation. Separate yourself. Stop following after vain persons. You know, I was in the office 2 days ago. Bishop Abe called me. And Jade was in the office with me. And Bishop Abe called me on the phone. I put on speaker. I wanted him to be hearing what he was saying. He said, Philip, you have to see me soon. I have some things I need to teach you instantly, immediately. Talk to my wife. You have to schedule a meeting immediately. He knows I'm not a picture person. He knows that's my wife's mom. If I'm coming for you, say, okay, that's just picture. Come and snap. Jesus was driven to the wilderness by the Holy Ghost.
Because this thing was begotten by separation. If you are not ready to separate yourselves unto God, then you are not ready to be equipped for his glory in this generation. What God does in the secret is what he displays in the open. How many of you used to know those days they used to do pictures? Film. You know film? You guys don't know that film. You guys are Gen Z. Man of God, you know that stuff? Yeah. They call it the dark room. Someone says the dark room. After they capture the image, then the photographer takes that to the dark room. And that is where the film is worked on. If you switch on the lights, it will destroy the stuff. A lot of people switched on their life too early in their lives. And that's why they came out premature. If I am not willing to spend time, no documentation. No, it's not everything that must go up there. No documentation. There was no documentation. Show me a picture or a video of Pastor Chris Oyakhilome praying. Show me one. Show me one. Just show me one of Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. Show me one. Show me one of Bishop Oyedepo in his room. Show me one. Show me one. But yet we have people who tell their friends that they're reading their Bible. We're videoing me. A generation that is covered by superficiality will not attend to anything. We must develop strength in the secret place. Listen to me, child of God. Everything that will matter will be done in the hidden. You see, the secret life of a believer is the strongest part of his life. Both God and the devil is hiding it. The devil hides his secret life to trap him in all kinds of secret sins and addictions. And God hides his secret life to empower him. The devil knows you don't have to come out openly to do anything. Just be doing it in the secret. It will show in your life. The devil knows. You don't have to commit the sin in the public. Be committing sin in the secret. It will show in your life. Let me give you the last scripture. Psalm 91. And wrap this up. Where's praise? Have they gone to Undigen? Psalm 91. What does it say? Verse 1. Verse 1. Psalm 91. Verse 1. Psalm 91, verse 1. What does it say? The Bible says E. Do you have that Psalm 91 in your Bible? What did it say? The Bible says E that dwell. What does it mean to dwell? To live there. E that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. The Bible says we'll do what? It would abide. That is living under the shadow of the Almighty. You see, Psalm 91 is a promise scripture. If you read Psalm 91 from verse 1 to the end, he was promising his son what he was going to do in his life. The Bible says 10,000 might fall on your right hand side, 10,000 might fall. But he was talking first of all of a man who does what? Somebody say who dwells? Dwells, who stays there. That is where he lives. He's not a visitor there. He lives in the secret place. Do you have a secret place where God can meet with you as a son? God never gets intimate in the public. No reasonable couple gets intimate in the public. God never gets intimate in the public. Jesus never explains the parable to his disciples in the face of every other person. The Bible says when they got alone with him, then he expounds the scriptures unto them. Psalm 91 verse, he that dwells, give me verse 9. Let's end with that. Verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High God. You have made him what? The Bible says you've made the Most High God your habitation. What is the meaning of habitation? Where you are, that is where you are. So when they call you in the middle of the night, that is where you are living. It's not someone that is when demon came to press him in the night. He not shouted, ah, Jesus, 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 Jesus. It will not work. Because it is not your habitation. Are you following me? It has to be where you are living. It has to be where you are staying. That is when the name Jesus will carry power. It has to be your habitation. I told you the story before. I was sleeping in my house. And a fellow who had gotten demon possessed called our number. My phone was off, so I think they called my wife's number. So my wife woke me up and said, ah, sweetheart, take the phone. So I picked the phone. I was living in Dawaki.
Elijah the Tishbite. So it's not where you are living. You know, Dara is there. Dara, remember that demon-possessed guy in Sweden, in Russia? So Dara called me early in the morning. 6 a.m. in our morning, it was 9 a.m. your morning. So I said, put the phone on speaker. Russian demon. International demon. Maybe they don't even, you know, I say, okay, Russian demon, they're not really strong, you know. You know, just posh demon, you know. Oh, don't cast me out. Let me stay some more. But this one was Duse Dawaki demon. Was there. The man shouted, I don't want to talk to anybody. On the phone. I had to ask the wife, who is that? He said, that's my husband. That's my husband, man of God. I said, your husband? Where are your children? They must not see their father like this. So they had got to lock the children up in the room. I was waking from the sleep. And usually when I wake up from sleep, I first go to the toilet. So I said, give me the phone. I went to the toilet and sat on the WC. You see, the Bible says you are seated in heavenly places. It is not a location, it's a position. Even if I were sitting on the WC, I am seated in heavenly places. I have made the Lord my habitation. So I sat there. I said, put the phone on speaker. You foul devil. Take your hands. He said, I will come out. I said, you will not tell me you will come out. I'll be hearing as you are going out. Don't tell me anything. I don't commune with demons. Out! In the name of Jesus. The man said, take him out of God. Take him out of God. Take him out of God. It's peace. The man said, what happened to me? What happened to me? I said, don't worry, just go and sleep. So I got out of the bedroom. My wife said, that's a miracle. On the phone. That's a miracle. I mean, you go there, practically, some people go there, practically, the demon will be there. Physically. Say, you came here? I will show you pepper. I will show you shake. My wife said, you did that on the phone? I said, sweetheart, I'm still learning. I said, my master Jesus, you know how to use the phone? I had to talk to the demon. I said, my master Jesus will just tell the woman, the devil is gone out of you. See, as he's doing something like this, the devil to use his number 6. Said, the devil is gone out of your daughter. He doesn't even face the demon. Me, I use wireless. I use phone. He doesn't use seamless. Spirit, only spirit full. No sim, no nothing. That's a dimension. Why? You have made him your habitation. They woke Jesus out from a sleep and he calmed the storm. Not from a fast. Not from a 40 day, because he has fasted. You see, he slept a lion. A sleeping lion is a lion. A sleeping lion is a lion. They tapped it. Wake up. He got up and calmed the storm. He didn't say, give me 3 days. God, forgive me. All the sins I've seen, since I know. The one I don't know. Help me, Lord. Forgive my sins. Not even he is living in the presence of God. He has made the Lord his habitation. That's where he stays. He doesn't go and come, go and come. I have come again. Where did you go? Why are you going up and down? That's where he stays. That's his house. I have made the Lord my habitation. The Lord is his secret place. That's where he stays. Anytime you call him, he's ready. The pastor, help me. Help me. They press me in the night. When you're not pressing enough in the spirit, you press me in the night. I have made the Lord my secret place. Today, you must make up your mind to get off the public and get alone with God. We are too much out there. And that's why we have no power. Bible says Moses was alone with God 40 days. 40 days. Kai. He came out, his face was glistening. Moses was a stammerer. Moses could not talk well. Moses was a stammerer. Moses was a stammerer. Do you know Moses was a stammerer? Moses was a stammerer. So it's not about eloquence of speech. They teach us in leadership school, you know, to be able to lead the people. You must have eloquence. You must be able to communicate. Communication is one of the qualities of leadership.
And you must be able to communicate in an accent, a global accent. The heavenly one from the Scandinavian, the Russian, can be able to come and understand. Moses was a stammerer. Moses said to Pharaoh, le, my people go. Moses said that to Pharaoh. Pharaoh did as if he didn't hear. Oh dear, what happened to blood? I tell you, le, my people go. They said they didn't hear. Frogs flew everywhere. I am telling you, yo, so, we die, yo, le, my people go. One day, Dathan, Korah, and Abiram rebelled against Moses. They rebelled against Moses. They said, "What? Yeah. We also are here." Moses said, "Let everybody that belongs to them pack to one side." He said, The Bible says he had not even finished speaking. That the earth. You know why he has not finished speaking? Because he was stammering. He had not. It's a critical comparison between the eloquence of speech and the power of the Spirit. There was so much power in the spirit of Moses, he could deliver a miracle silent. Le, my people go. So what is that? Spoken in a very fine, you know, intonation. And devil say, "Oh, I love your language. You speak so well. Wow, you must be from the England. I love your accent." That's devil. He has made his habitation. Get into the secret place. Child of God. Spend time with God alone. That's how to build a personal prayer altar. You are too much in the open. Everything but see. No. Get off. Get away. Nobody has to see you. Sometimes take one day off. Jesus, I'm here for you. I'm here today. Just me and you today. What do you want to tell me, Lord? I'm here. I'm yours forever. Sometimes it may not come the first day. It may not come the second day. It may come on the third day. I was going to pray in tongues for 5 hours. I was going to pray in tongues. Remember that time? I was on campus. I was going to pray in tongues for 5 hours. So the first night I went, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Lekwas kopata. 10, 5 hours. Nothing. No voice, no vision, nothing. The Bible says, I will pray in the spirit and I will pray in my understanding. It was a decision to pray. I didn't feel like praying in the spirit. I will pray in the spirit, it says. That's what Paul said. I will. So it's not about whether I feel like praying. No, I will pray in the spirit. I will go on my knees and I will pray in the spirit. So first day, 5 hours. Nothing happened. Second day, I told my wife, I'm going again. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. But as I was finishing the second day, I had him speak to me, "Son, I will talk to you tomorrow." You know that? He likes you to come again and again. He said, no matter how much you pray today, God will not tell you today what he wants to tell you tomorrow. That's why it's called news. If he gives it to you now, you will not come tomorrow. When they were picking the manna, they had to pick only for today. If you pick for tomorrow, it will be rotten by tomorrow. You must pick today. Because God must have you come again tomorrow. No matter how much power you get today, there will be much more for you tomorrow. So you have to come back again tomorrow. So the third day I came. Now, because he said he was going to speak to me, I took a notepad with me and my Bible. Because the day he told me he was going to speak to me in Redeem Camp, I did not take him serious. So I said, now that he's told me again, I will not make that mistake. So I took a notepad and a Bible. And I started to pray. And I was checking my back. And he told me he's going to come today. He saw that my heart was hungry and I was pressing in the spirit. Like a thunderstorm, wah, I heard. I was up, down on the floor. By the time I was going to turn my face up, the heavens opened practically, my eyes were opened. Opened practically before me. And I saw God in heaven. The clouds opened. He tilted to see me. And it was, I did not see his mouth, but I was hearing his voice. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. I did not see his mouth. I just saw lights. And I was hearing his voice. And I struggled to pick my notes. He said, you are not able to stand up. For no flesh shall glory in my presence. Right. It's when we get to heaven, we have to have a glorified body. That's right. Otherwise, the angels will be carrying us up and down. I'm telling you, see people falling down, anything here? Yeah? Small and anything, they fall. Ah! When you get to heaven, ah! So they have to,
They have to, it goes, another body. So I was there on the floor. 45 minutes. I could not move until the cloud went. I can remember everything he told me because he didn't speak it to my memory. He spoke it to my spirit.
That's right.
Everything he told me. Everything he told me. I spent time alone. That thing you are looking for around, spend time. Jacob was scheming, You know what? You first go. By the time you get there, we'll attack him from this place. He was doing that. Nothing worked until he got alone with God. The Bible says he now had power with God. When he came and faced Esau, the heart of Esau had melted to him. What he was scheming about was settled in the spirit. Stand on your feet and say, Lord, I receive the grace for the secret place. I receive the grace for the secret place. I receive the grace. I receive the grace tonight. As I go to my house tonight, I receive the grace to spend time with you. I receive the grace to spend time with you. Somebody lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Someone should get on the piano quickly. I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace tonight. Ke paraskitele ke briataya. Shambrako sotele ke baratashkia. I receive the grace tonight. I receive the grace tonight. I receive the grace tonight to receive in the place of the secret. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Enough of being in the public. That discipline required. Eka shakta. Mambrako siktele baratashka. Erabakata labata labrataya. Hey, kashka baradabako siataya. I receive the grace tonight to dwell in the place of the secret. He said, God dwells in the secret. God dwells in the secret. Come on, somebody pray. God dwells in the secret. God dwells in the secret. God dwells in the secret. Kelly Ataya. Kerabakashaya. Embambrako soteke bata. Ika parashiataya. God dwells in the secret. God dwells in the secret. God dwells in the secret.
Lord, prepare a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true.
For listening to this message, meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SL Church NG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church.